is a lot of even Detroiters would say, well, the Detroit musicians, they weren't living it, man. You know, they had jobs. And, you know, the reason we had to have a job is we couldn't take transportation to bookies or to the gigs or to rehearsal the other side of town. You had to have a car, and you're not just paying for gasoline. If you have a car, you got to have insurance. And insurance still wasn't cheap back then. And then the cars would break down and you'd have to, you know, repair it. If you were going to be a musician in Detroit, you had to have a car. You had to have transportation. Now, maybe if you're lucky, your parents had that. Well, that's one thing. I didn't see that. And a lot of these guys were pretty much desperate for money. I mean, we, you know, think of this, man. We would be gigging not just Fridays and Saturdays. We were the real thing. We're playing 4 or 5 nights a week, Monday, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, even Sundays. And so me, a bass player in a Detroit rock and roll band, I got to have a job. So my job starts at 7 o'clock and I get off at, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock. And then I got to drive to rehearsal. And then if it's gig night, I go to, if it's Friday night and I got a gig, I would drive all the way to Muskegon, the other side of Michigan, to open up for Cheap Trick. We'd get paid nothing. We get paid something. But so I would work all day. I would drive 2 hours, 2.5 hours to Muskegon. I would play until after midnight, get in my car and drive to work, sleep in the parking lot. The guys would wake me up, Chris, get up, man. It's time to go to work. I'd get up and I'd go to work and I was a glass cutter. And I would do, that was my life. And that was not easy, man. And I think that was real punk, man. If you think about it, I was hurting. And yeah, I had a job and I did everything I had to do so I could play music, and I was living off of music. The music was keeping me alive. I wasn't living off of music to pay my phone bill, you know, or to eat. I was living off my music to stay alive. It was much deeper than, oh man, I'm living for the band, and we're living in a group house, you know, and we're taking the train, you know. I was hurting, man. It was not easy. I was dedicated to the song, and all of us were. The life of a local musician was to do everything you can to survive the music.